This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're visiting with Dr. Arash Akavian, urologist at Comprehensive Urology, located at the Medical Towers of Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles, California. Comprehensive Urology has advanced programs for the treatment of many urological conditions, including prostate cancer, urinary incontinence, and erectile dysfunction. Dr. Akavian, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Pleasure is mine.
And of course, we really appreciate your time on the program. So how prevalent is erectile dysfunction and who does it affect?
Sure. ED or erectile dysfunction is much more common than even us physicians originally thought it would be. Recent studies, and these are surveys among, you know, thousands of men, report that prevalence of ED is higher than previously thought. About 40% of men at age 40 report an inability to develop an erection or maintain it for satisfactory intercourse. And this number increases with age to about 70% at age 70. So the rule of thumb for us is, you know, the decade of the age, for example, 50% of men at age 50, they have some dysfunction. And if you define it by complete ED or not getting any erections at all, that is about 5% of people at age 40, which seems a small number, but it is important, to about 15% at age 70. So overall, it's a common problem affecting a lot of men.
If you would, Dr. Akavian, get into how does low-intensity shockwave therapy work?
So low-intensity shockwave therapy has been used recently for many applications, one being erectile dysfunction, and it has been studied very frequently. It works by essentially triggering the production of body's growth factors. Every person's body produces a number of factors on the tissue level, vascular endothelial growth factor, or what we call VEGF, sort of medical jargon, or many other ones. And they have done studies that with this technology, low-intensity shockwave, applied to the penile tissue of rats, and they see that it promotes formation of new small blood vessels, nerves, and improving blood circulation, which is the whole mechanism behind having a good erection, is good blood flow to the penis. Also, it activates incorporation, and we call it invasion of the stem cells of the body into the tissues that are shocked. And overall, it works by regenerating tissues, blood vessels, nerves, and what is in that tissue that is being treated.
And certainly appreciate those details, most helpful. So how does it differ from typical ED treatments?
For sure. So traditionally, to go over very briefly over ED treatments, there are a number of ways that we used to and still use to treat erectile dysfunction, mainly medications. We know them as PDE5 inhibitors. People have heard Viagra or Cialis or similar medicines, or vacuum erectile devices that create a vacuum and increase blood pooling in the penis, or injecting substances that, again, do the same thing, increasing and filling the penis with blood, causing an erection. These treatments all affect the existing tissues. So they fill up what already exists and has not been damaged by aging or any process that started ED. Shockwave is different in a sense that it generates new tissues. So to simplify it, it regenerates and rejuvenates the penis by promoting formation of new blood vessels, new vascular cavities that you could fill up with blood and get better erections. So this is radically different from all other treatments.
Today we're speaking with Dr. Arash Akavian, urologist at Comprehensive Urology, located at the Medical Towers of Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles, here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Men's Health channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. So, Dr. Akavian, what kind of success have men seen with the low-intensity shockwave therapy?
In terms of treatment of erectile dysfunction, this has actually been studied very extensively. There are, and every day more studies are coming out, but we have robust, classify as randomized, blind, placebo-controlled clinical trials that show at least 6 or 7 were published in Europe, and if 2 from Israel and Southern America. When we analyze the data and pull them together, for example, the newest. We call it meta-analysis, or a study of all these trials that pooled 600 men's data together, shows that it is very successful. If you what we do to classify the severity of erectile dysfunction is a international index of erectile function questionnaire, and we used to call it SHIM score, or a score from 5 to 25 showing how good the erections are, 5 being non-existent to 25 being perfect. And it has been shown to have 70% success. Some studies 70, some studies show 80% success, and increasing that score that is given by men by 6.4 points. This can last for, depending on the length of the study, I've seen to 2 years lasting outcomes. And then it can be repeated, or other treatments can also be given at the same time. It is overall about 70%, I would say, successful for all comers.
Dr. Akavian, certainly appreciate all the helpful information today, and per your expertise, much appreciated. Lastly, what should someone do if they think they have erectile dysfunction or ED?
Sure. The most important step that one can do is essentially decreasing all the factors that can worsen and promote worsening of their erectile dysfunction. Excuse me. For example, if they're a smoker, quitting smoking. Or if they have diabetes, controlling their blood sugar better and having good tight blood sugar control. Or same goes for blood pressure control of the patients with hypertension, high blood pressure. Overall, healthy lifestyle should be adopted more and more. Also, most importantly, being open about it and not being embarrassed or shying away from seeking help from a physician, a urologist, to discuss this and go over their case and offer solutions that best match their needs, because everybody has different erectile function and different medical problems that can interact, or they take medications that are different. So definitely consulting with an expert, a physician, urologist, would be a wise thing to do and highly recommended.
Well, Dr. Akavian, we certainly appreciate your time and for what you do through Comprehensive Urology there in Los Angeles, California. If someone wanted to get further details on your practice there in LA, where could they get further details online?
First of all, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity. And we have a very, as the name says, comprehensive website with good information for patients. It is www.comprehensive-urology.com. And they can find a number of different conditions with data on them, treatment options, very informative, if I may say. And I recommend visiting our website and contacting us for further details.
Again, Dr. Akavian, thanks so much for spending a moment with us here today on eHealth Radio, and wish you all the best.
Absolutely, my pleasure. Thank you.
And the pleasure was certainly ours. We've been speaking with Dr. Arash Akavian, urologist at Comprehensive Urology, located at the Medical Towers of Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles. And for further details, visit comprehensive-urology.com. www.thehealthyourology.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.